Okay, now, if you had a pig and you didn't, let's see, what's a male pig called?
You call it a boar pig.
All right, if you had a male and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, you'd do what to him?
Castrate him.
All right. Would you say that you were going to do that to a horse, or would you call it doing something else?
No, it's about the same thing.
All right. Would you? What about a cat?
Well,
would you do that to a cat?
About the same thing.
I wondered if you ever used the term alter or work on or fix.
Well, that word, work on.
Work?
Yes, ma'am.
What
yes.
kind of animal would you say work on? Going to work on a what?
Going to work on a male animal, we'll see.
A male horse.
Going to work on a horse, a hog, or something like that.
Would you say I'm going to work on a bull? Work on a boar?
Yes, right. We say we're going to change him, we see.
Change him?
Yeah, that's where you see that way. We're going to change him.
Now that's about a boar.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, good. Then after you have changed your boar, he's a bar. When little hog is first born, you'd say it's a what?
Pig.
Then when it's a little older, you call it a?
Little shoat.
Now that doesn't mean either male or female.
That's right.
But then you start calling them what?
Well, meat hog we'd call them.
Okay, now that'd be about
a butchin'.
What weight?
Oh, anywhere from 150 pounds or 200, anywhere like that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how much would a shoat weigh?
Oh, about 50, 60 pounds. That's a shoat.
Now, when you say a shoat, you really gauge it by weight,
don't you? Something you're talking about, about 50, 60 pounds like that. Small hogs, the shoat.
What about a female that hasn't been bred? You'd call her a?
Gilt.
And then after she's bred, she is a?
Sire.
Right. The stiff hairs on a hog's back are?
Hi there.
What are the stiff hairs on?
Bristle.
All right. Yeah. And those big teeth a hog has?
Tush. Tush.
How many does he have?
Four. Two bigger than the bottom and two at the top. But mostly, he's got two bigger than the bottom. That's what's dangerous. But the man at the top ain't very big. But the man at the bottom right along your finger.
Really?
Yeah. Dangerous too.
You'd say then he's got four what? Four
tushes.
All right.
Well, I say tush, but the tuskies.
Are they just?
Yeah.
I've heard both. I don't know if it matters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The thing that you put a food in for a hog would be a
trough.
All right. If you had three or four of them, you'd say I had three or four. The same thing.
A hog trough. Hog trough.
All right. If you had several of them, you'd say I had three or four hogs.
Hog trough, yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
Is there anything you call a hog that's grown up wild?
Yes. Anything call a hog besides a real hog?
Yeah, one that's grown up wild outside.
That's a wild hog.
That's a wild hog?
Yeah, it's a wild hog.
Anything else you call him?
No, not that I know.
All right, let me explore this with you. What's a piney woods rooter?
Well, that's this old hog he just raised out there in the wood and got a long mouth about so long and man, he ain't got no breed at all.
He hasn't?
No.
Now, is he wild?
No, he don't have to be a wild hog to be a piney wood rooter. He just be this old common hog. He ain't got no breed, you know. He just a hog.
Just a hog.
Yeah.
But somebody would probably own him.
Well, yes, maybe somebody own him. They say since he's one of those piney wood rooter out there and all like that, you know.
I see.
But he's just a hog. He ain't got no breed. He ain't no Poland Shiner, no Berkshire, or no Landrick. No, that red hog, I forget what to call him. But still, he just a non-breeded hog.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What about a razorback? Now, is that a breed?
Well, no, that's just old one about like the piney wood rooter. Just old hog out there.
Is it the same thing as a piney wood
rooter?
Yes,
about the same thing.
Okay.
Non-breed hog.
The sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned?